Well, anyway, we welcome the IFP President, Mr. Velam Kusini Khabisa, on Radio Islam International this evening. Good evening to you, Mr. Khabisa.
Good evening, Sam, and the listeners of the radio station.
And thank you for joining us, Mr. Velam Kusini Khabisa. Give us a summary, sir, of the most important issues that you address in your manifesto. I mean, the manifesto launched by the IFP. What would be your main important points if you had to summarize it in a few minutes, Mr. Khabisa?
The main important points for the IFP to bring change in our country, we will focus in dealing with creating the opportunities for employment to our people. We have 41% unemployment rate. We will want to turn things around to deal with unemployment as a priority. The second thing, fight against crime. South Africa is a crime scene. We will want to make our country a safe community by dealing with crime, by being tough to criminals, to ensure that women and our children can walk free in our streets. Thirdly, we will concentrate on ending load shedding. Load shedding destroyed our economy, and at night it places our people at the risk, at the hands of the criminals. So the IFP will not continue the load shedding, but will end it. Fourthly, we will fight corruption head on. It robbed billions of dollars, the people of South Africa, who will have decent housing, good roads, quality schools and health centers. All those monies disappeared in the hands of corrupt leaders. We will introduce consequence management. Everyone implicated on corruption will be arrested with sufficient evidence, prosecuted, and send them to jail to send a message that corruption doesn't pay. We will concentrate in providing quality education and quality health care to ensure that people receiving quality education will contribute in the economy of our country. We will also focus on vocational education so that you produce people who will start jobs on their own and employ other people. The infrastructure will be our priority. Roads, the railway system will be maintained consistently to ensure that transportation of human beings and modes of economy is at an acceptable stage in our country.
Mr. Khabisa, you know that you've made, or the party has made, a special appeal to the residents of KZN. Now, traditionally, of course, this is the homeland, the heartland, you know, of the IFP, whether it is Northern Natal, whether it is Natal's coastal belt as well. And it is seen as, you know, a major province, if not the major province for the IFP. And one can include, of course, their parts of Gauteng, Mpumalanga as well. How would you go about assuming that, you know, you gain the province of KwaZulu-Natal, and this would be obviously after 20 years of you managing the province itself since it was, you know, gained by the ANC in 2004. What would you go about changing immediately in KZN, and how would you make the province different in any way?
But let me start by saying the IFP as a party at a national level, we are contesting all 9 provinces of South Africa. Our first priority, though, is to win back KwaZulu-Natal and reinstate the government with integrity, ensure that we make a government that is going to work for the people of KwaZulu-Natal, attend the infrastructure, revive tourism, which is a center and a driver of the economy in KwaZulu-Natal, ensure that the people of KwaZulu-Natal, the modes of economy that has closed down, the harbors that has shut down, the railway system that has been broken down. We will need to fix the province, which has been run down by the ruling party currently, so that once again, KwaZulu-Natal attracts foreign investors to come and invest in this province and create job opportunities. Our second priority is Gauteng province. We want to bring the ruling party in Gauteng below 50% and remove them from government and rebuild the economic hub of South Africa, which is Gauteng, under the new government, where the IFP will be playing a major role at an executive level. And thirdly, at a national level, is to push down the ruling party below 50% and remove them power, and the IFP being part of an alternative government under the coalition government, we will rebuild South Africa and press a fresh start in terms of the direction taken by our country, which is at the brink of being a collapsed state.
Mr. Khabisa, your stance and discussion over the death penalty. Now, of course, you know, going to an election year like how we are now, in fact, we're in election month, these discussions will come up. They may be crime related. They may be, you know, related to other events as well. And one of those discussions is, in fact, the death penalty, the reinstatement of South Africa's death penalty laws. Where does the IFP stand on that?
The IFP says open a debate for the reinstatement of the death penalty as the harshest way of dealing with serious crimes, murder and rape of women. If you open a debate, you will allow a stage where you will hold a referendum so that you test the public view. Democracy should be based on the views of the majority of the people. If the people of South Africa say, in order to deter serious crimes like murder and rape, reinstate death penalty, the IFP will follow the will of the people.
Mr. Khabisa, finally, the discussion about immigration. KZN in particular, well, we could have this as a national discussion as well, but if you focus on KwaZulu-Natal, KwaZulu-Natal hosts one of the highest levels of immigrants. Now, there are many documented migrants to the country itself, including KZN, who have arrived and who work in various fields, but undocumented, or what is termed, you know, if I may use the term, illegal migration across South Africa's porous borders, especially, well, all to the north of the country itself, has been an ongoing discussion. Where does the IFP stand on that when it comes to immigration, especially illegal immigration into our country?
If you want to deal with the illegal immigrations in South Africa or in KwaZulu-Natal, you must firstly get the politics of our country right. Remove the incompetent government at a national level, because the immigration issues are the competence of the national government. You can't do anything at a provincial level unless you remove the government that has failed our country on immigration issues. The IFP believes we need to get 50% plus one as the coalition partners to remove the current government and introduce the laws, one that will ensure that our borders are not porous for all provinces, including KwaZulu-Natal, for every person who is in South Africa, a foreign national who has no specialized skills. They must be given a period of 6 months to be assisted to go back to their respective countries, because we do not need them as a country if they don't have specialized skills. Those with specialized skills must be properly documented and sign contract to transfer their skills in a period of 5 years to South Africans, which is an international norm. When you have a national foreigner with specialized skills. Those seeking political asylum, they must be properly documented and allowed to reside in South Africa for political reasons. Those who are students must also be properly documented, but the unskilled foreign nationals, we do not need them in South Africa. And the IFP is against xenophobia. There should be no violence used against them friendly. They must be identified and be assisted to go back into their respective countries. Only when South Africa has run short of manpower, we can welcome and invite foreign nationals to come and provide skills or labor in South Africa.
Mr. Velimkosini Khlabisa, thank you so much for your time this evening here with this discussion here. And, well, good strength to you on the campaign ahead. It's a few more weeks before the end of the month of May. And thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you so much.
Well, that is the IFP's Mr. Velimkosini Khlabisa, who is the current president of the IFP. And,